Radio with Bifidus.
Right, pause there.
Ends program today, by the way, chucking out a lot of things like the still extant power tie, which affords you at least 3 seconds of hilarity over the Christmas season if you win it. The Book of Surreal Games is another prize today. Apart from that, just remember the old saying, if you're tired of laudanum, you're tired of life. Program today, we will be looking at the news, particularly the news that retailers have reported that since 4 p.m. on Christmas Eve, there has been a sharp drop in takings. Games to play over the festive season. I played one this morning. It's the kind of game you can play while you're asleep on a motorway. I was actually asleep on the A12 rather than the motorway itself. But I was listening to a news programme. You hear things foggily through a sort of haze of unconsciousness and engine noise. I heard that the Ramblers will be taking action to protect endangered heteros from Britain's farmers. Other games you can play on, of course, on a motorway include the famous motorway game, where you're heading in the right direction along the right carriageway and suddenly, for no apparent reason, you leap across the central reservation pretending that you have just encountered a set of roadworks and you are forced to travel in the wrong direction down the opposite carriageway. A good game to play on Boxing Day. And, of course, this morning's sad news, the world of showbiz plunged into despair following the announcement of the death of Frank Sinatra. He was killed in a sword fight with Rolf Harris over a double booking of the Sydney Opera House. His dying words for the world were, "Fanny-faced fuzz ferret."